Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And today our guest is Kaylee Julian, the new STEM coordinator at the Washington Carnegie Public Library. Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. I guess first give us a little background about yourself and introduce yourself to the community.
So I'm Kaylee, and I'm the STEM coordinator, as you said, at the Washington Public Library. I graduated from Ball State University with a BS in chemistry and a minor in biology, and I'm from the Knox County area. So I've got a little bit of a background in STEM for this job.
Now, for those that, when we talk about STEM, there might be still some people out there that don't understand STEM and what it is. Can you give us kind of what that's all about?
Absolutely. So STEM is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's just taking those four topics that sort of get looked over in school because there's so much testing and making them really fun for kids.
And there's a lot of ways to do that, isn't there?
Absolutely. This summer we had a rock candy program where the kids made rock candy using food science. And we did elephant toothpaste where we made an explosion outside of the library. So it was pretty fun.
We did that at our house, as a matter of fact, one of my son's assignments in school. That is pretty cool. It's a neat thing to do. It really is. So the concept is you're going to do all kinds of neat things like this at the Carnegie Public Library, right?
Absolutely. We've got a whole lineup for this fall, and we're going to start registrations on Monday.
Now, you've got a meet and greet planned for Monday, and anyone who is interested, parents, especially elementary school students, but basically you're targeting K through 12, right?
Absolutely. We're hoping to get all of the age groups in school right now.
And some of the projects will be geared towards the different ages, I assume.
Absolutely. Each month we'll have a topic, so 1 month maybe chemistry, and then we'll tailor the programs for each age group. So the high schoolers will have a little more freedom to experiment themselves, whereas the K through 2 will have more focused learning. I'll facilitate a lot more with them.
And, you know, everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, it seems like the focus is more and more on STEM. So
absolutely.
This just kind of gives your students a little one-up as they look to the future, right?
Absolutely. And we really want STEM to be fun for the kids. They're so tested in science and math especially, and they lose interest over time when they go into high school and they're making big decisions for college. So if we keep that fun for them, maybe when they're thinking about career options, science and math can still seem fun, and technology and engineering.
Absolutely. Well, again, meet and greet, the call out, is going to be Monday. What time is that at the library?
It's 3:30 to 7:30 p.m., so it's kind of an open house. You can come into the STEM lab. We'll have games out. We have robots. We've got all sorts of fun stuff. We'll have cookies and registration for programs.
And is there any cost to do this?
Absolutely not. It's free because we got a grant from the Davies Community Foundation to do all of this, which is really wonderful.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. So thanks to them, because it is so important. Again, the STEM research and the STEM programs, they are the wave of the future. And employers, as they look to hire future employees, they look to the STEM and the knowledge that students have about STEM and those prospective employees, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Come out. Again, Monday night, Kaylee Julian is the STEM coordinator at the Carnegie Public Library in Washington. The open house will be from 3:30 to 7:30 on Monday. Find out more about the mini programs. And when do you have your next one set to start up?
In September.
So
the first
just around
Monday in September, yeah.
Just around the corner. And when you do these, is it like a week-long thing or is it just a one-day thing?
Each age group will have a week that's their program. So K through 2 will be the first Monday, and they'll have their program. 3 to 5 will be the second Monday, and so on and so forth.
It's a great thing. Again, it's an excellent opportunity that we are very fortunate to have right here at home in Washington at the Carnegie Public Library. So please take advantage of this. Get your students out to the library. Again, the meet the coordinator, Kaylee Julian, and get them signed up, because the idea is you want to kind of get a head count so you know what to prepare for too, right?
Absolutely.
And if they can't by chance make it on Monday, they can still sign up.
Yes, they can call into the library, message us on our Facebook page, and my email is stem@washingtonpubliclibrary.org if they just want to get a hold of me directly.
All right. Well, Kaylee, welcome. I know you're going to do a lot of great things at the Carnegie Public Library, and we appreciate you coming in to share the information today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take 5 for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.